What is the nature and impact of TSA's staffing shortages and amount of time after you answer?
That's a very good question, and I could sit here probably for the next 20 minutes and talk about it.
The chairman won't let you do that.
I know that he won't let me do that. Let me just say the most important aspect of this. You know, when we are not properly staffed, it causes our people to be under a lot more stress. Now, regardless of how much Mr. Neffinger or myself or our supervisors preach the importance of resolving the alarm, it puts pressure on security, on the security checkpoint, the officers. Additionally, when you look in the media, you've got airports screaming about the possibility of going privatized. And if there's one thing that's puts pressure on a federal employee of 13 years, is the threat of privatization. That is one thing that is absolutely at the forefront of their mind. And you can't have people focused on the security mission when they're focused on their job security. I give Mr. Neffinger a lot of credit because he's bearing the news to the public. And the word on the street is, you remember the day after Thanksgiving? That's going to be every day this summer. And so it's important for us to make sure that we reassure our officers that regardless of the fact that somebody's going to have to wait a few extra minutes, we still have their back. And we have an administrator who fully supports that. And that is part of the culture that he has established with TSA. That's a very difficult job. It's certainly not the most popular job, and we certainly appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, may I add one thing?
Yes.
We keep talking about the failures at the checkpoints. And candidly, I think that's insulting to TSOs because the leaders are what put the TSOs in that environment. And so, yes, they've got a difficult mission. Yes, we need to resource them. But let's not forget the fact that the people who brought us to the dance of those the failures of the detection rate are still in leadership positions. And what training did they get? So again, we're deflecting the problem on the TSOs, but we're not really talking about all the people in leadership positions who brought them to that dance.
I thank the gentleman and yield now to the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Wahlberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to the panelists for being here. Mr. Livingston, you know, we've been, of course, here today talking about failure at seemingly all levels in employee morale and training, et cetera. And the consistent terrible rankings that DHS has, what do you think it's going to take to instill a meaningful change in employee morale?
Leadership. Accountable leadership that gets results, that's consistent, and that is honest, because right now there's no trust.
Accountable leadership, go back to that. What does that mean?
Well, right now, the value on conformity and silence is greater than integrity and innovation. If we don't have an agile agency that's more focused on the threat and making security the priority, you're not going to get an agency that's going to be agile. And right now, the agency is supposed to be working on the threat. And right now, we're more worried about conformity and silence. So I would tell you, if you don't build trust with the workforce, you're never going to make the morale better.
So the results that we're talking about today aren't a surprise to you?
Not in the least bit, sir.
Mr. Brainerd, we've heard of senior positions being filled with unqualified staff.